Fareed, thanks for joining us. So President Trump called the meeting extremely productive. He definitely tried to put a positive spin on, let's be frank, he was trying to bring peace and end a war. I mean, there's nothing wrong about his goal, but it does appear that there really wasn't anything concrete achieved. No ceasefire, no sanctions relief or sanctions imposed. We don't really know where we are other than Putin got himself a summit in Alaska. What do you make of what we just saw?
Yeah, I think you have it right, Jake. Look, the atmospherics of the entire summit was somewhat cringeworthy. The fact that Putin was being welcomed on American soil, the fact that Trump gave him literally a red carpet treatment, the kind he has rarely given to any, you know, democratic ally of the United States. You can tell that Trump thinks Putin is, you know, is an equal, is this big shot on the world stage, and he's been treated by the rest of the West as a kind of pariah. I mean, he can't go to Europe because he'd be arrested. And so there was a lot of the atmospherics that were cringeworthy, but I will say, on the most important thing, at least for me, it was positive that there was no deal. I think everyone was worried that there was going to be a deal in which Trump was going to make major concessions. I don't think anyone thought Putin was going to make any concessions. The fear was that Donald Trump was going to cave in various ways, sell out Ukraine, sell out the Europeans, and he didn't do that.